Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice to see Major League Baseball is out there adjusting some of the rules for 2020. What, a reliever has to face at least three batters or get to the end of an inning, whatever it might be. Any update on whether any of these scumbag players that participated in the cheating scheme have been disciplined, suspended, fined, banned for life perhaps? No, none of that? Okay. Just curious. You know, Major League Baseball, obviously paying attention to and getting done the important things. So there you go. Bogey with you. It's the Bogey and Wojo Show. No Woj tonight. He is in East Lansing covering Mel Tucker's introductory press conference as he is the new head football coach at Michigan State University. You know that we're going to start there, of course. Pistons basketball coming your way at 6:35. And I want to do this in a couple of ways. One, now that he's going to be your head coach, okay, now that it's all done, the contract, I'm assuming, is signed, he's going to be introduced, what is your emotion, what is your thought as Mel Tucker is going to take the reins of this football program, okay? But the other side of this now becomes, where does Mark D'Antonio fall in your eyes, okay? What is your relationship with Coach D now that all the dust is settled and you do have the new coach, and he's got this, you know, sexy new contract making almost $6 million a year. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. And I'll say this. I'd actually just crawled into bed last night, like 1:15, and I pulled up Twitter one last time, just, you know, see if anything new had happened, whatever it may be. And I see the Bruce Feldman report that, you know, Mel Tucker had agreed in principle to be Michigan State's head coach. And I thought about it for a second. And then, of course, I thought about it again this morning over coffee as you're reading more stories about it. And my immediate response was, Michigan State never had to be in this position. You know, Michigan State, had they just simply either had Mark D'Antonio step up and tell the athletic department, hey, I need to go hire new people. I need to bring in, you know, coordinators that, you know, are more modern, more 21st century thinking. I need the budget to be able to do that. Maybe Michigan State takes that college football playoff appearance, takes that, you know, Rose Bowl win and the Big Ten championships, and they expound upon it and they continue that run. And D'Antonio and Michigan State continue to be, you know, a program that has to be dealt with in the Big Ten, as opposed to being a program that now has pretty much returned to being a total and complete laughingstock. You know, so I think D'Antonio deserves some of that blame for just not being willing to step up and say that and admit that he needed help, admit that he needed to change. But on the other side of it is, okay, well, how about have some better leadership within the athletic department, whether it be the athletic director, board of trustees, whatever it may be, and have the power, have the, I don't know, the courage to simply stand up and say, look, we need to make some changes. Mark, we're willing to do this for your staff. We're willing to allocate $6 million for you to go out there and bring in a better offensive coordinator. Okay, better, you know, assistants, younger assistants that are hungry, that want to recruit, that want to continue this run. Because you know what, Coach D, I got to tell you, you know, if I were the athletic director at this point, I want to continue this. I really like that this football program is making money. I like that this football program is winning. And that those were conversations that I think needed to happen. And then maybe you don't have this spiraling out of control end to Mark D'Antonio's tenure as Michigan State's football coach. That's the frustration, you know, that I would have if I were a Michigan State fan. That why didn't this happen 4 years ago? You had every opportunity. You were having success. You were being able to get into the living rooms of, you know, four-star recruits, five-star recruits, some of the better talent that they could have brought in. Instead, D'Antonio stayed stubborn. D'Antonio stayed loyal. It all fell apart. Nobody stepped in to say, hey, Mark, you got to do this. And we're willing to pay for it to happen. And it just didn't. That to me is where, like, I'd be pissed as a Spartan that Mark D'Antonio and the athletic department dropped the ball. And make no mistake, I mean, look, it ended up working out, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and act like Bill Beekman deserves this, you know, round of applause. Way to go. Way to go, Bill. Or the Board of Trustees, they finally got it right and they're not a mess. Or this athletic department finally stepped up. Desperation doesn't mean intelligence. Desperation just means, you know what, backed into a corner, we got to throw something at the wall and see if it works. And I think, honestly, it wasn't the search committee. It wasn't the athletic department. It wasn't the Board of Trustees. It wasn't Bill Beekman. You got lucky AF. Okay? That's what the young kids say. AF. That Nick Saban decided to pick up the phone and call Michigan State and vouch for this guy. Because I don't know that Michigan State would have circled back and gone full Monty to essentially erase this, you know, PR disaster that they created and offer Mel Tucker what it was going to take for him and his staff and the strength and conditioning staff to come to East Lansing. I think you were very fortunate that your former head coach, Nick Saban, stepped up and decided to, you know, bend Beekman's ear, if you will, and try to make this happen. So no, I'm not going to sit here and give Michigan State a ton of credit. I still don't think Bill Beekman is a quality athletic director. This still was a massive embarrassment, even though it ended up at the end of the day kind of working out. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. We've got the ticket text here at 97136. You can attack this in two ways. One, what's your emotion towards a football program, towards Mel Tucker, towards the hire, after everything that transpired over this last week? And two, how do you feel about Mark D'Antonio now? Do you agree with me that there's this level of, well, why did you make us go through this? Why did you wreck a great program, one that was really, it was right there. College football playoff, winning the Big Ten, you know, seemingly had you know, taken the step that no one ever thought it could. And when you actually could have gone a little bit further and maintained it, Michigan State fell short, and Mark D'Antonio just went down with the ship. Let's talk to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you know, my thoughts of D'Antonio are going to be the same as Mel Tucker. He did the same thing to his program. So if you look down on D'Antonio, you got to look down on Mel Tucker. Can you picture what they're talking about on talk radio in Colorado? Probably the same thing we're saying now. How can you face your student, your players, and just walk away like that for money? I mean, he's a weak man, because that's been going on since Adam and Eve. Man has always been succumbed to the pressure.
Pressure of what?
Why would you leave?
Why wouldn't you leave, Mike?
You made a commitment to your players. You took a couple days ago. Actually,
Mike,
this is
how this business works. I mean, to me, I don't know why, you know, Mel Tucker is getting crushed today nationally. That doesn't make any sense to me. You go out, you recruit, you represent the brand until another opportunity comes, and he got that opportunity, and it's much better than the one at Colorado.
See, actually, D'Antonio was better, because he did it, what, 2-3 weeks ago. This guy just did it now. So I look down on that. It was all about money. That's all it
no,
is.
No, Mike, it's not. It's not all about money. Yes, he doubled his salary. And let's be honest, even if it were you, Mike, and somebody came and said, hey, I know you've only been at your job for a little over a year, but we're going to more than double your salary, okay? And it's also going to be in a better conference, okay? Yeah, you're going to take that opportunity. You just are. That's the way it works. That's how most people are going to react. You know, so I don't really want to hear the pushback on, oh, my, I can't believe Mel Tucker, you know, just he did this after he sent out the tweet. And, oh, my God, how could he do that to those players? I mean, this is unbelievable. Come on. We all know how this works. Michigan State, sweeten the pot. And don't sit here and act like the Big Ten isn't a much better conference than the Pac-12. The only team that can really compete really right now in the Pac-12 is Oregon. And that's because they have endless funds, because Phil Knight will just essentially pay for whatever the football program needs and whatever recruiting budget they may want and whatever the head coach ultimately needs. The Pac-12 network has been a disaster. The conference isn't good. Meanwhile, Big Ten Network is doling out, what, $40, $45 million to each football program every single year? Michigan State has the financial backing. They have the infrastructure. And while it's a more difficult division, it's certainly, I would say, the better opportunity long-term. Not right now, because he's walking into a mess, but long-term, yes, this is a better job. So I don't really care to hear the, oh, he let the kids down and blah, blah, blah. And I heard some of the, you know, national people talking earlier that, well, you know what, kids don't commit to a school, they commit to a coach. I think it's the opposite. I think kids, they absolutely need to think about committing to a school and that environment, that campus, as opposed to a coach, because of things like this. Coaches are constantly trying to get the next opportunity. Look at all the turnover that happens. If you're a parent or you're a coach or, you know, an advisor, and you're telling a student athlete that has earned a scholarship to a university, go where the best coach is, or go where your position coach is. Well, no, because you know what? Chances are in your tenure, that relationship is going to be wrecked when that guy gets a better opportunity elsewhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.